And welcome to the first episode of the Complex Health Coach podcast. So first of all, I would like to introduce myself as this is the first official episode and explains fundamentally what I do and how I can help you. So I'm Gemma Sander. I'm a sole parent and a level 5 certified health and wellness coach based in the UK. So I have other modalities under my belt too. I'm a yoga teacher, a breathwork coach, cosmetologist and massage therapist, and often implement these into my practice. My first client was myself, because if I'm not looking after myself, it's near impossible to be looking after anyone else. And that's true for all of us. So looking after my health is what has helped me and my children thrive through years of separation abuse, financial abuse, and also a worldwide pandemic. I realised that if I didn't have my health at the forefront of everything and actively working on optimal levels for me, everything else coming my way was going to be so much harder to deal with. So we will go into my story in other episodes, as today I want to talk about what a health and wellness coach does and what having a health coach can do for you. Okay, so what is a health and wellness coach? That's the big question that everyone wants to know. A health and wellness coach is the same thing, but I prefer to use the title health and wellness coach. Because my job is not just about health, such as nutrition, it is about whole health. And that can be about your business, lifestyle, parenting, weight loss, family, separation, addictions, physical health, and so much more. So usually health coaches will take a full health profile, but this is not to diagnose. This is not our job as health coaches. But it does help me as a health coach to get a bigger picture of what is going on for you as an individual. It also gives you, as my client, a chance to talk about yourself without any timers on the clock. It also enables you to talk freely without thinking about anything or anyone else. So my health coaching sessions are a safe space for you, because we rarely get to feel heard and actively listened to about our health concerns and every single part of our lives, to be honest. It's something that many have not had the chance to do their whole life, myself included. So as a level 5 certified health and wellness coach, I am beautifully positioned to address the underlying reason why a person is not fulfilling their whole health potential. And although many of my clients know exactly what they should be doing, they're not following through for whatever reason. So my role as a health and wellness coach is to effectively hold space for my clients to come up with solutions to change their lives, however that may look like for them. So this is the power of health and wellness coaching, as we complement all the other healthcare professionals who have other roles. As health coaches, we have our scope of practice. Doctors do the assessments, the diagnosing, the interpreting the lab results and the surgical procedures and all the other pieces of the jigsaw. I focus as a coach on the lifestyle changes and facilitate the core transformations for my clients. We hear all the time that doctors do not have enough time to do all the support and accountability and the habit and lifestyle changes, but we do know that clients need this. So this is where a health coach comes in and fills this gap. So for example, let's say a patient has been to their doctor and they've been diagnosed with a chronic health condition. So for this argument's sake, we'll say high blood pressure. So they've been told briefly to cut back on salt, lose weight and exercise more, and off they go. So my clients often come to me, not because they don't know what to do, but because they don't know how to do it. Especially if all the information out there becomes overwhelming and they often start to feel alone after the initial diagnosis and just don't know what direction to go in. So often my clients have ultimately assessed and diagnosed, but once they walk out of the office, that's when the changes need to be implemented. And this is where my clients need the most help and where the value of a health coach, having a health coach by your side, comes into play. So a health and wellness coach is an ally or partner for other professionals and can enable the client to follow through and get results. So we will talk about a question that pops up often. And this is a fantastic question. So what is the difference between a wellness coach, health and wellness coach, and a therapist? So as a health coach, I help you to change your habits and lifestyle by asking a series of questions that are unique to you. So to get a bigger picture of how you see yourself or you how you view the world. So I'll help you to see yourself differently and the world also. It's important to note that I am just asking questions, not analysing or interpreting your answers, just asking questions to find out where you are right now. So I can also use tools with my clients to help them move forward from habits that might be holding them back regarding nutrition, weight management, stress reduction, sleep habits, disease prevention, and overall lifestyle. So the past is still honoured, but we just don't stay there as a coach. So a therapist typically deals with clients who have a dysfunction happening, and the goal is to get them up to functional level. My role as a coach is to work with people who are functioning okay, and in some cases extremely well to societal standards, but I help them to thrive at optimal levels for them. So I work in collaboration with select therapists. As a trauma-informed health coach myself, when appropriate, I can recognise my scope and pass on, or we can work alongside. So my role is to optimise my clients to make lasting changes in their lives and shine a light on the habits and the barriers holding them back so they can live their best life. So level 5 health coaches are also life coaches and help with mental wellness, personal development, nutrition, career, and as well as fitness and physical goals. I hope this explains a bit more about the role of what health coaches actually do. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can find more information about what has been discussed in the show notes and on my website, complexhealthcoach.uk. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a comment or review, and I will see you in the next.